First, I want to say good afternoon. So, so since whatever is happening in the world, it is dependent arising. It is dependent arising. So there must be some reason why we gathered here. And however, to the little like a drop, you know, from the ocean of Dharma. So a little drop, you know, little understanding. So that I have then to say to share, say, maybe to benefit each other. So, yeah. However, we have received a precious human rebirth at this time. That which is extremely rare to find, to achieve, because the cause extremely difficult to create. the cause, you see, us to have this precious human body this time. The cause is extremely, difficult to create. So, therefore, but this time we have achieved this. That you can achieve any happiness you wish for yourself. Not just only happiness this life. That even the ants, they're very expert. Even the ants, you know, those small, precious sentient beings, the small precious sentient being, the ants, you know, they are very expert in achieving the happiness this life. The mouse, they're very expert in achieving happiness this life. anyway, even those tiny insects, you see, they're very clever at achieving, you know, to achieve happiness this life. So that is not, achieving happiness with this life is not special. It's not special capacity of a human being. It's not special capacity of a human being. Because those non-human beings can, they're very expert. They're very clever to achieve. So it's not a special quality of a human being, you know, how much we can achieve happiness with this life. So the special capacity that we have as a human being, you see, by having this precious human body, that is to achieve happiness beyond from this life. Happiness of all the future lives. So here, it's just this life, you know. I mean, the one before happiness is just this life. And the very, very short-term happiness. So now you see, achieving happiness of all the future lives, all the coming future lives, you have happiness. So, a person who's only seeking the happiness of just today, just today, not thinking, you see, to achieve happiness tomorrow, day after tomorrow, all the coming month, all the coming weeks, month, years. You see, not thinking, you see, not preparing happiness for all those, only preparing happiness just today. So, and then you see, then get into trouble when it comes tomorrow, day after tomorrow, the next weeks, month, years, you see. So anyway, so like that, it's very clear. So that's very foolish, you see, very foolish. unintelligent, you see. So similar to that. So we have this capacity, this human, you know, this human body has all this, potential capacity to, you know, to achieve happiness in all the coming future lives, okay? You see, until we break this circle of death and rebirth, you know, by seeing the cause, not from outside, but from one's own mind. the suffering, you see, the rebirth and suffering of death, this circle, you see, came from the mind, caused by the mind. The wrong concept, hallucinated mind, you know, impure mind, delusion, and its action, karma. See? Cost. So, until that, you see, then you have to die reborn, you see, honestly. So, all the happiness in all those lives, so you see, to happiness. Yeah. The human body has the potential. gives us opportunity to achieve happiness in those lives. Then, not only that, then ultimate happiness, the cessation of, you see, the suffering, the true suffering, the suffering, rebirth, old age, sicknesses, death, so forth, you see. suffering, worry, fear of meeting the undesirable objects, and then unable to find desirable objects, worry, fears of that, of those sufferings, sufferings of desire, sufferings of mind, sufferings of desire. See, the hallucinated mind. So, one exaggerates the object. This is beautiful, this is nice, this and this, this. See, you know, then attachment arises, clings, grasps on that. so that you see wrong wrong concept, which is built, you know, which believe is, you know, grasping built on the basis of the object of ignorance. So there are many different types of ignorance, but here I'm talking the ignorance, the king of the delusion, the ignorance, from where all the sufferings came. You know, from where all the sufferings come. See, physical, mental suffering. So everything. So the from where all the delusions come. See. The actual karma. So the ignorance. So that which is unknowing mind, see. Unknowing. What is I? What is self? See, there we we talk I, self, you know, 24 hours. even one day is 24 hours with, you know, from birth until death, you know, we talk every time. One talk, one think, I, self, you see. Then like that, from even life before this, you know, even life before this, you see. There was concept, there was ignorance, you see. Not just concept of I, but the ignorance. The wrong concept. Even it exists even before the birth of this life, even before conception, it exists. The wrong concept of the I So, while there's no such, say, I, a real I in the sense existing from its own side, not merely labeled by the mind, while there's no such I. While such eyes, totally non-existent, not there, totally empty there, but believed there's such a real eye, in the sense existing from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. So you see, wrong concept of holding that. So anyway, however, so it exists there. There was this continuity of this ignorance existed life before this, and it was just before the birth, before the conception. then like that, you see, it didn't say continuity of this, you know, this ignorance beginningless. So that, so. So, however, from beginningless, we see, when they've been thinking, constantly think of the I. but however, you see, not knowing what it is exactly. You see. But if you look, can't find. Expressing a very gross way, you know. If you look within yourself, can't find. If you look for, can't find. Here, five aggregates. Aggregates of form, feeling, cognition, compounded aggregates, consciousness. Nothing is I. And you can't find I self on this. From tip of the hairs down to the toes, nowhere you can find the I for that. So, can't find the self, the I which exists, which is merely labeled by mind. Can't find even that, you know, which does meditation, which creates cause of suffering, which creates cause of happiness. That I. I who wants to achieve happiness, who do not want to suffer, you know, who want to achieve liberation, who want to achieve, you know, the peerless happiness, enlightenment. that I which is merely imputed by mind, or even which exists but can't find on this. Nowhere, nothing of this is I, nowhere you can find this I on this. So no question, you know, the false I, which is false. expressing in a very gross way, inside this body there is I, you know. Inside this body there is I, 100% believed, 100% inside this body, not believing that there's I in the toes or in your fingers or in your brain or say in your nose or you see so but you see general belief constantly we have that inside the not in the belly, not in the head. But somewhere here, you know, in the chest, somewhere. but if you look for exactly where it is, if you look for, can't find. No way you can find. Where is it? Can't find. So, the. So it's like that. So when you look for, can't find. So when you do not find $1 million in your paws. In the purse, you know. I made a mistake, in the purse. In the purse. In the purse, not in the purse. In your money purse, you see. Could not find the $1 million when you look for, we can't find it anyway. That's the definition, it doesn't exist. $1 million doesn't exist in your purse. So that in there. 所以呢，啊，so that proves that that's not true. That proves that this is not true at all. So if it is true, when you look for it, it should become more clear. The more you look, it should be more clear. You should find it more clear. The more you look, but that doesn't happen. So, however, that is an extremely essential discovery. So in this life, while we have this precious human body, we should have that realization, we should have that discovery. the ultimate reality, the truth, of the I. So when you do not examine, looks like it's there. But when you look for, when you examine, don't find. So it appeared to the hallucinant mind, as it exists, it appeared. But when you search, when you examine, what it really exists, what is really there, can't find. So that it's total hallucination. But this is totally false. This total false I. So this wrong concept. You see, 100%, like without doubt, 100% believe that there's a real I there. Holding on that. There's a real I there. 100% believe, as it appeared. why we're born this time? Why we're born with the suffering? Why we're not born total liberation of the ultimate happiness. Devoid of all these sufferings. and all these problems and cause the all the wrong concept, delusion, is action karma. Oh, without all this, why we're born? See, yeah. Why we're born with this? You know, see, why we're not born? See, without this, so the ultimate happiness. Oh, why? Why we're born with body with natural suffering? Why we're born with the mind with natural suffering? Experience so many problems, the body and the mind. So that's due to this ignorance. Not knowing this, not knowing the ultimate reality of the I, ultimate truth of the I. You know, not knowing that this I is empty. Not empty in the sense nihilism doesn't exist, but empty, empty of the false I. See? I is not empty of I, but I is empty of. You see? The false I. That which is not merely labeled by mind, existing from the side. Oh, that empty of that, you see. that one has been grasping the, you know, entrusting to that, or holding on that from, not only from this morning, from not only from birth, from beginningless rebirth. So that's why, why we're born with suffering, from why we're born, you see, from even mother's womb, you see, conception time, you know, why we're born with suffering. So that because you can't remember, if you can't remember that you know that you can't see clearly that you're saying consciousness took place on the fertilized egg in a mother's womb. You know? And about 9 months more or less or however in the mother's womb and the physical body is developed, see. Although changes each week as the week goes. However, so most people can't remember. Because you can't say, you know, I was not born for you can, because you don't remember. You can't say, oh, I wasn't born in mother's womb. I was born only when I remember. I was born when I remember myself, you know, the childhood time, the very first time. So you can't say that. So you can't leave the definition, what exists not, up to your belief, you know. Can't use that. So, so I believe that. So now if you go beyond, then of course you can't remember. Beyond from the birth, beyond from the conception, beyond from that, of course. So most people can't remember. You see, mother's womb, being in mother's womb, that's true, but you can't say no, but it will be silly. You're fooling yourself. But then you become silly. I say, you're fooling yourself. You see. So, yeah, like that. So if you don't remember that, how can you remember, you know, life before that? You see. So, however, here's the conclusion. Then this ignorance, you see, due to this ignorance, we haven't removed this ignorance in the past. In the past life, we haven't removed I say we haven't abandoned or eliminated it by actualizing the remedy path. You know, our mental kundim. So it didn't get done that. So however, what it's saying is they did the ignorance because it did not get eliminated, you see, ceased completely by slicing the remedy path, see, which is your own mind. So because of that, then have been experiencing suffering. I was born with suffering, you know, with problems like this life. So the problem beginning is about like that. So now what I'm going to say is that, so achieve ultimate happiness, okay? With this body, can achieve ultimate happiness. For that total cessation of the true suffering, all this. The oceans of samsara suffering, the oceans of human beings' problems, suffering, oceans of hell beings suffering, hunger ghosts suffering, animal suffering. Oh, then those worldly gods, suras, asuras, oceans, all those sufferings. Yeah? And by seizing the cause, common delusion. So, so that then. Not only that, then with the human body we can seize even the say, subtle defilements left by this ignorance concept of holding, you know, such as I guess truly existence, you see. Truly existent, while they are not, while they are empty of that. See, the state of mind that. Perfect with all the qualities of cessation. Not only all the sufferings, but the cause and even the subtle negative imprint, which may interfere to achieve. You see, the fully knowing mind, the state of omniscience, and then which state of mind which is completed in all the qualities of realizations. In all the qualities of realizations, okay? So this peerless happiness full of mind. So therefore, not all that. Then with that, you can liberate, you know, numberless hell beings from oceans of samsara suffering. You can liberate numberless hunger ghosts. From the oceans of samsara suffering. You can liberate numberless animals from the animal realm, numberless animals from oceans of samsara suffering. You can liberate numberless human beings from the oceans of samsara suffering. And you can liberate numberless worldly gods, suras, asuras, from the oceans of samsara suffering, as well as intermediate beings. Numberless intermediate beings, you can liberate from the oceans of samsara suffering. Not only that cause an ultimate happiness, but not only that, you're able to bring numberless sentiments from each realm to full enlightenment. So therefore, So this, that you, you know, that you liberate, I say that you bring numberless helpings, hungry ghosts, animals, human beings, asuras, intermediate beings, numberless beings, to full enlightenment. So, you know, the peace is happiness. Cessation of all the mistakes, complete, you see, having all the, as I say, perfect in all the qualities. So this is our project. This is our project. This is the meaning of our life. This is what that you should live for. You know, your life should to live for. You see, so can you imagine that by having this in your heart, you see, this goal, yeah, purpose of living or life, this in your heart, there's joyfulness all the time. Joyfulness in your heart, joyfulness in your life all the time. You know, there's no greater. What is there greater happiness than this? In the life, there's no greater happiness than this in the life. See, this is the best life. This is the most exciting life. You know, all the problems. All other problems go. You see, all the problems, say, depression, yourself, feeling yourself down, or the, what's the African name? Huh? Low selfish thing? Low selfish thing. So low self-esteem. So you see, if you live your life, with the attachment, just with the attachment, you know, same as animals and insects. attachment, just only attachment to this life, clinging this life, clinging, you see, this life happiness, you know, for oneself. way of living life, with that mind. So if it happened this way, then it brings so many problems. It brings so many problems. See, every day, you know, months and years, so many problems, so many unhappiness, so much, you know. Life is full. It makes life full of unhappiness. So then, see, that then anger, jealousy, because attachment, then anger, jealousy, so many other the sicknesses of the mind, the delusion, so many vices. Then life is tortured. So your lives, yourself is tortured, constantly tortured. By jealousy, by pride, by the anger, by this. So many, you see, constantly are tortured. Tortured yourself, you see, like that. Then especially by basic one's attachment. Then selfish mind. The big one, see. The selfish mind, you see. Oh, torture you constantly. Never give you any peace. Never give you any peace. No? Constantly torture. So that and give so much, I say, give so much harm. It causes to create, you know, negative action, unhealthy action. Unhealthy action, negative action, non-virtuous action. So, non-dharma action, see? So much. Then harms so much. Then harm other. So many sentient beings. So many sentient beings it harms. So that even this life, see? So much. So no question about past lives and future lives. Like that. So, anyway, so... So there's so much problem one create with the ignorance, with that ignorance, see? With selfish mind, with the attachment desire. Constantly one suffer, constantly. So doesn't allow to experience the real happiness, you know. Doesn't allow to experience, you see, the real happiness, true happiness, you see, ultimate happiness, doesn't allow. So that. So, but. But if you have, but if you have, you see, that goal in our heart, to liberate, to benefit others, to liberate numberless beings in each realm from all the suffering caused and bring them full enlightenment. If you have that in our heart, then you see, if you're living life with that, you see, while you're meditating, while you're studying Dharma, while you're working, doing job, you see, while you're driving car, while you're doing job, you know, or sang, you see, whatever you're doing, you see, that goal, the pure mind, then you see, you have constant joy and happiness, see, in the life. There's nothing to be scared of or something. I see, so much of the life problem is gone. You don't need to suffer. So much of the life problem. You see. You don't experience. So you become free. You become free. Because by your motivation of your life, living this. Making your life meaningful every day. Meaningful every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Not only your family, to every living being. Not only human beings. See, all the animals, all the insects, every single animal, insects, worms, ants, or the tiniest insects that you see only through machine, cannot see by eye, but even only through microscope. So you see, what are you doing? You see, with that mind, you benefit to everybody, every single insect, see, every single, the tiny beings, we can see all through microscope, see. Then every single helping, every single hundred ghost, you see, to everybody, and Suraj as well. Yeah. Anybody who is suffering, whose mind is obscured, you are benefiting every day, every hour, every minute, every second, with your body's mind. With this motivation, with your body's mind, you're doing benefits for them. You see, to cause happiness to everybody. happiness this life, happiness of future lives for them, happiness in all their future lives, then ultimately happiness. You see, total liberation from the oceans of samsara, suffering and causes, okay? You say, benefit them to achieve enlightenment. Yeah. Mm. Now, yeah. So what is that? So all those, you know, like the mountains of problems. You know, the mountain has many atoms, okay? So mountains are problems. I mean, all the problems through those mind, through all those sicknesses of the mind, which this anger, attachment, all this, so many. So, you made yourself free from all these, you see? You made yourself by abiding in this most exciting, most wonderful, best, most healthy mind, the attitude, you know, to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering, bring the full enlightenment. So they were, so you're free from all those problems, because you freed your selfishness and say. You don't allow, you see, you, because you are living your life, you know, your motivation in this, you see. So those other delusions, you know, do not rise, you know, your mind does not get under the control of them, so you don't get karma. So you are free from all, you know, so you liberate yourself, free from all these problems. Unbelievable all these problems. That you cause yourself, you cause others. You know? So they have now conclusion. Yeah, then conclusion. Okay. That's conclusions. Oh. Now the so this. How long we're going to have this precious human body? How many days? How many hours, minutes, seconds we will have this? See, not sure. However, it's a very short time. So it's time to do the best in your life. This is time to do the best in your life. Mm. Well, so without fooling oneself, without cheating oneself, you see. That. Mm. Oops.谢谢。 Basically, you know, why we need to practice Dharma, why we need to practice meditation. So actually what I explained just before, that all those are the reasons. But even non-believer, you see, who doesn't believe reincarnation, karma, who believe only one life. But since that person, especially want to live, doesn't want to die, even though believe one life. You see, but the desire is doesn't want to die, you don't want to live. It's, so you see, anyway, that tells something. Oh, that tells something, okay? So even that person need to practice meditation, need to practice Dharma. Even that person who doesn't believe, reincarnation, there was there's past life, that there will be future life. There's a future life, who doesn't believe. But still need to practice meditation, need to practice Dharma. need to make your wherever you are living life, or wherever you are, the way you think, the motivation of life, you need to be better. You need to be better. But otherwise, you see, you suffer. Constantly you suffer. You see, with your selfish mind, with anger, with attachment, with all this, you constantly suffer your life, So since your goal of life is not enjoy the, no, since it's not to enjoy the problems, your goal of your life is not to enjoy the problems, your goal of life is to not experience problems. To enjoy the problem is okay, but to not experience problems, you see. So, you see, still that is your desire, you see, to not experience problems. Yeah. So, since it's that, you need to meditate, need to meditate. It's just a different name, practice Dharma, you see. That. You see, transform your mind into a positive thought, a healthy mind, not disturbing mind, not disturbing, but the opposite of that, bringing peace to your heart. You see, you need to transform your mind into that, so that you don't experience disturbances, you don't receive disturbances, and instead of that, peace, happiness, satisfaction, and fulfillment in the life, you see, so that. So basically the person, even though believe is one life, but the basic wish the person has is to receive only benefit, peace, to not receive harm, to not receive harm from others, I mean, even for that, to not receive from others, even for that, then that's a result of that is a result of your own disturbing thoughts. You generate disturbing thoughts. You see, you follow that. So then harm. Then you see. then you see. Then you see. You harm others, disturb others. Then you receive harm back from others. So, so basically like that. So therefore, to not receive harm from others, so you need to to train your mind, or you need to change your mind from disturbing thoughts. You see, that which harms to you and harms others. See, from that into the positive attitude. You see, that which result only bring peace to you and others. so you see, to receive on a benefit, help from others, not receive help from others. So that depends on how you think about others, your attitude, how you look at others, how you think about others. You know, it depends on that. So if it's positive, then you see, if it's loving kindness, compassion, contentment. Contentment, renunciation of the harmful thoughts, desire, so forth, you see, renunciation of that. In other words, contentment, you see. So that positive mind, you see. So, and wisdom, you see. So the... opposite, the wisdom is... which is antidote to the ignorance, the wisdom, you see, which you taught before. So, yeah. So then, with this thought, you see, you do only positive action, see, healthy action, see, benefit others. Which become dharma. at least there you don't harm others. Even there's no benefit, but there's no harm to others. You don't harm. So, then however, you know, so when you do good to others, benefit others, then you see, effect of that, you know, you receive as a help, you see a benefit from to your life from others, so that.